This is an immature podcast intended for a mature audience.
Viewer discretion is advised. When I get the blues, I hang out with my crews, then I kick up my motherfucking shoes.
Enjoy.
Dinosaurs, energy, exercise, liberty, bugs, trucks, boats, whores, beer cults, art wars, alcohol news, happiness shoes, superheroes respect, vampires blues, samurai skyscrapers, prophylactics, downtown haircuts, mathematics. Is it the comedy or news? Nobody knows. It's Nick and Garland's Brown Bag Podcast Show. Welcome.
Hello and welcome.
To episode, what, 18?
This would be 18.
Shoes.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for liking and following us.
And here we go. So we're going to be talking about shoes today. Nick, you have any experience with shoes?
I have a lot of experience with shoes. I've been wearing them for about 26 years now.
Yeah, I've never really questioned myself wearing them. Have you?
I haven't, you know.
Why question it?
But that's an interesting question. Like, would our feet be much stronger without shoes?
I feel like feet, like shoeless feet were before humans lived like 80, 90, 100 years old. That was back like when you pretty much wore your whole body out by like 40 or 50. You know, and like, you weren't making it in the wild past 40 or 50. Your feet didn't have to last that long either. Now you got to take care of those motherfuckers.
All because you didn't have shoes. Your doggies were getting worn out. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I believe it.
Yeah.
That sounds believable.
Look at the pieces that people do expose to the elements. Their faces.
Yeah, it's sunburned shit.
Yep, cancer.
Yep.
All right, so there you go. So that's we've now justified shoes. In case you're wondering, is this even a valid podcast? Absolutely it is. Next, first segment, sneakers.
Sneakers.
All right, so we're going to be talking about are some sports sneakers. Nick, who's your favorite sports sneaker? Or maybe the biggest one?
Probably Barry Bonds.
Ooh. Now, guys, kids are not catching on quite yet. We're talking about liars, sneaks, and cheats in the sports industries. Sports sneakers. Nick, you say Barry Bonds. Why do you say him? Do you like Barry Bonds?
Well, I love Barry Bonds, but mainly because, like,
Can we look at Barry Bonds before and after?
Yeah, well, I remember when I was a kid, I had, like, baseball cards of Barry Bonds.
Right.
And he was this very thin, athletic guy. And then who Barry Bonds became, he became this monster of a man.
Yeah, well, can you type in Barry Bonds before and after. I bet that'll bring it right up.
You're right. Hold on.
Yeah, so he's a big sneaker, sneaking steroids into his body, apparently. Did he ever test positive?
I'm not sure about that, but
it's not even really...
I mean, just look at this photo. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's like a different person.
He's twice as big.
All right. I feel like, you know, the one I was going to go with is the obvious one. Lance Armstrong.
Oh, yeah.
He was a really big sneaker. What about, hold on, but what about like, what about Pete? Here's the one in question. Pete Rose.
Oh, well, no, I don't think Pete Rose is a sneaker, though.
No, you don't think he ever betted against his team?
No, that's the thing.
He bet against his team? He says he didn't.
No, he always betted for his team. It's proven, actually.
How is it? How it was proven? What do you mean?
I'm pretty sure there's records of it all.
Well, he probably only kept the ones that showed at the one times that he betted for his team.
Oh, that might be true. But from what I understand is he always betted...
I think it's just bet. I don't think it's betted.
Well, okay, he always placed a bet.
What about Jordan? Was Jordan a sneaker?
Michael Jordan?
Yeah, didn't he do some gambling?
I mean, you hear those murmurs of mafia ties, but you know.
All right. Well, let's move on from that then.
Yeah, let's.
What about Gretzky?
Oh, surely not. Hopefully not.
Hold on. Look up. Did Gretzky gamble?
All right. Hold on. Let me get to the Google.
I believe Gretzky might be a hockey sneaker. Gretzky. Now, in case you don't know, Gretzky is one of the greatest ice hockey players of all time. But our question here, talking about shoes, was he a sneaker? Gretzky's wife allegedly placed bets in gambling ring. Operation Slapshot. Janet Jones. Gretzky's wife linked to gambling ring. When was that? When did that come out? In 2006.
I mean, fuck this story, though, right?
Recorded talking with alleged gambling ring. All right, yeah. All right, so it seems like Gretzky seems pretty clean.
Yeah, are we going to talk about this?
Great one. The great one didn't gamble. His wife might have. There you know. How about a business sneak? Who's your favorite business sneak, Nick?
I really like Bernie Madoff.
Basically because of the name, right?
Yeah, because
he made off with all their money.
Yeah, he made off. But also because it's like you make a business without having a business. I love that idea.
You make money showing people's money, other people's money, that you're like, oh, look at all this money we have. And then you just take all their money.
And I love the idea of you go to an accounting room and you just start hitting numbers. And you're like, that's fine. Like, they're just like forging their accounting documents. I love that idea.
It's madness. What I like Martha Stewart. She's a pretty cool sneaker.
Oh my god, so cool!
Right? She actually went to prison.
I know.
And now she still has her own fucking show on Fox.
And I actually felt bad for her. And I'm like, why did I feel bad for her? She has all this money.
She went to like one of, did you see the prison she went to?
Yeah, it was so posh and like,
she had, dude. Can you type that in? Martha Stewart prison. I'm pretty sure they had a horse riding in her fucking prison. In case you didn't know, guys, there's different levels of prison. There's like criminal, dirty criminal prison, which is what you see normally shown on TV, where it's scary and violent. And then there's like white collar crime prison, which is upscale and posh as fuck. Why don't you like put in a white scale or white collar? Is that what it's called? White collar prison.
Yeah, I think it's called white collar prison.
Federal.
Martha Stewart prison didn't federal anything.
What? What about Martha Stewart federal prison? White collar prison. Wow. Oh, it's just one word. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I lost my cursor there.
That's cool. Think white collar prison is club fed? Oh, wow. Some of these look pretty nice. But, I mean, they still look like prison, don't they?
That looks amazing, though.
The Birmingham hamster. Wow. Yeah, guys, so it looks like some people have pretty nice prisons. All right. Anyways, final sneakers we're going to ask about is your favorite sneaker in the entertainment industry. Do you have a favorite one, Nick?
Well, apparently Tom Cruise. I'm still stuck on this. Any of our longtime listeners are going to know Tom Cruise and John Travolta. This rumor.
I was going to say John Travolta is mine.
Oh my god! Yeah, we can't get over this. Nope. We're stuck on it, man. Like
they apparently are sneaking secret lovers.
It's rocked our worlds.
It constantly does. Every time we hear the news, and we hear it on a pretty regular basis, but every time we gasp.
Yeah, so whenever we go to Kroger, we're in the standing line, we see the tabloids. We just can't believe this.
Maybe we'll go to Kroger tonight. Who knows? And we'll see that same fucking tabloid. Have our hearts broken one more time.
You know, God bless Tom Cruise. That's all I can say. We'll talk about him later in this podcast. Don't worry about that.
Hey, Nick, do you think robots will wear shoes?
That's such a goddamn good question. I think they will at first. To try to put people at ease. But I think ultimately we're all going to realize that robots aren't meant to wear shoes.
Well, I feel like I feel like first off we have to break it down to the fact that shoes can have a variety of terms or meanings. Because think about a horseshoe, right?
Definitely.
So that's not like our normal shoe that wraps around our foot. It's more something that's put on the bottom of a horse's leg and its hoof in order to you know give it some extra stability and some extra life
keep
in its hoof.
Keep it working longer.
Exactly. So I don't think I think it's stupid. Honestly, the question, would robots wear shoes? That's a pretty dumb question. No, of course they wouldn't. But any well-manufactured robot, I do believe, will have interchangeable parts. And one of those things will be feet. will be like feet, shoes, you know, whatever they might call it, boots. But I do think those will be interchangeable, and those will be as good as shoes. Those will be the shoes of robots, but no way in hell will they put something over their normal thing on the bottom of their foot and tie it on as a shoe.
Will Nike be involved?
I suppose if it's an athletic robot, they might be.
Okay.
That's not too crazy to think of, is it, folks?
I don't think it is.
Type in Nike robot shoes. Let's just see if they've
That's a good idea.
See if they've come up with anything as of yet. Yeah, guys. So once again, we're talking about shoes, getting down to the nitty gritty. Nike robot shoes. They have some returns.
We got the Back to the Future shoe coming out. But other than that, I mean,
nothing really.
Not a lot.
Wow.
I can't wait for that Back to the Future shoe to come down in price, you know.
That'll be pretty dope. Wow, look at it. Jeez and beans. It actually looks dope for nowadays standards too. All right. Anyways, moving on. We're gonna move on next to high flying heels. Now, Nick, you've watched wrestling before, right?
I love wrestling.
Wrestling, some people call
wrestling.
It, right?
Wrestling.
All right, well, this is what we're going to be talking about is heels. Now, what are heels, Nick?
So, wrestling basically has two different components, the heels and the baby faces. The heels are the villains. The baby faces are the guys who lose a bunch of matches. We get the crowd behind them because they always fight, you know, with their heart or whatever. And, you know, eventually those are the baby faces eventually win the championship in normal wrestling, you know, story arcs.
Wait, so Hulk Hogan was a baby face?
He was at first, but then he became the heel, like in WCW.
Why are they called
Hollywood
heroes
Hogan.
Instead of baby faces?
Well, they eventually do become heroes, but this is like before they become really popular when they're in the baby phase.
Is that the same thing for a heel? Is that what does a heel become?
It kind
when
of
he
is.
Becomes really big.
It kind of is because.
So what is a heel like?
No, you're kind of that. Because like Rock, the you know Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, he was a heel before.
Right.
He became like you know this huge star.
Everybody loved him so much.
And you know what? Now that I think about it, I think Hulk Hogan may have been a little bit of a heel
when he first came out. Really,
when he very first came out, but eventually he was like doing this whole Hulkamania thing and telling kids to say their prayers and eat their vitamins, and it was just
and he was a real American
dude, and it became this big thing that like it was like a wave that just washed over all of Midwest America, anyways.
And it got to you too, didn't it?
I had the sleeping bag. It was like my favorite sleeping bag. It said Hulkamania on it.
You cry about it when you think about it too much now, right?
I do.
We all should. No, so, well, let's talk about then our favorite high-flying heels. Should I go first or you, Nick?
You start off.
Well, I'm pretty sure this guy, he was definitely a heel, and he had a whole group of heels behind him. And this, of course, I'm talking about from the WCW days, would be Raven and his flock. You remember them, right?
Raven's flock. Yeah, actually, you know, Raven was from the ECW.
Really? Originally?
Yeah, he came from that league. Yeah, he was, you know, I never actually cared for him because, you know, ECW basically, they had two main wrestlers. It was Raven and it was Tommy Dreamer.
I don't remember Tommy Dreamer.
Yeah, so Tommy Dreamer, he never really got that big in WCW for whatever reason, but they basically, like, Raven and Tommy Dreamer, they had all these fights in ECW, and Tommy Dreamer lost every single one. Like, you know, he probably lost 20 fights against Raven. And then in the very last pay-per-view for ECW...
they're like, you can move on up if you do well.
Well, I don't know why Tommy Dreamer just never won, but the very last pay-per-view, he finally won. Like, this was the last pay-per-view of ECW, and Raven lost.
And then is that when Raven went to WCW?
Yeah, and I think Tommy Dreamer went to WCW too, but he just wasn't very popular with it. Because he kind of was, like, older. He wasn't, like, he wasn't that great of a character, really.
Is he still wrestling?
I have no idea.
It looks like he is. Tommy Dreamer is an American ring. Tommy James Tom Laughlin, better known by his ring name. Tommy Dreamer is an American professional wrestler, promoter, and actor. He's the founder and owner of the independent professional promotion House of Hardcore. He's wearing an ECW shirt in 2008.
Well, his name reminds me of that Van Halen song, Little Dreamer. Little Dreamer.
Dude, he was with the WWE from 2001 to 2010. Dubbed the heart and soul of ECW, Dreamer regularly featured in the company's major storylines.
That's what I'm saying. He made Raven a better wrestler because their fights were so incredible in ECW.
He looks so boring. What was he about?
He was kind of boring. I mean, that was like, he was kind of like the straight edge guy. He every fight he just got his ass kicked.
He was a baby face?
Yeah, like he had a baby face, but he was like
that was your terminology.
There was something about him that was redeeming, even though he kept losing all these fights. His finishing move was like a DDT, if I remember correctly.
Uh-huh.
Which, you know, those are always fun.
Right.
But, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
He made Raven better, though, in my opinion.
Well, and then I liked Raven because, you know, he would come in and he'd be like, what about me? What about Raven?
Right.
She's like, what an angsty, whiny little fuck. Loved him.
But what everyone didn't know is that he'd beaten Tommy Dreamer like 20 times, you know?
He's like, when am I going to get my share? When am I going to get my turn? What about me?
I fought Tommy Dreamer.
What about Raven?
A bunch of times. I wish he had said
what
that.
What about Raven? Who else was in the Raven's flock? Billy Kidd?
A bunch of freaks. I don't even know about those fucking
dude,
losers.
Look it up. Look it up. Look
damn
it up.
It.
Why are you damning? I don't understand why we haven't upgraded our microphone stand situation from these shitty things that we actually just end up holding.
Okay, so it turns out it's Raven's nest.
No. That's so weird.
I don't know, but then it says the flock. Oh, because I guess... Raven's. Oh, okay. I guess the nest encompasses all these other different wrestling leagues.
Oh, the Deadpool in TNA. Oh, no, the Deadpool was in WCW.
But so it was the flock in WCW, though. So you were right to call it the flock. So.
Oh, and they had Necro World, Deadpool, and Dark Carnival. ICP was in it. Violent J. Check. All right. Well, let's not even worry about them quite yet.
Raven's done a lot of stuff.
Man. Yeah, let's look at the flock though. Stevie Richards, remember him?
I remember Saturn.
What did he look like? He eventually grew tired of
him. He was like Mexican, kind of. I feel like, or Latino.
Oh wow! Look at that, Perry Saturn. That's him.
Maybe he's not. He's not Latino at all.
No, what Perry?
He's just like tan.
No, Satulo. Maybe he's Italian.
Oh, okay. He's Italian. That's what it is.
Does it say that anywhere, or we just still assume? Wait, what about Hammer, a heavy metal star turned wrestler who was released from WCW and K-Face? What the fuck?
Von Hammer. I don't remember this guy.
Van Hammer. Von Hammer.
Whatever. Fuck this guy.
Horace? Oh, I remember.
Canyon was tight. Canyon used to be Mortis, right?
I don't know. Look at it. Chris Canyon right there. He was his, all right, ring. Yep, Mortis.
Dude,
wait, go back
up. I love this guy's Mortis.
Chris Canyon or Simply Canyon and Mortis. He had that green camera face. Was it?
He had an awesome gimmick. He had like this, like, he was kind of like a zombie dude.
All right, hold on. Go back to the Raven's Nest. Raven's the flock. We're just going to the flock. And then what about, yeah, go to Horace. That's the nephew of Hollywood Hogan. Do you remember that?
No.
Horace Hogan.
Horace Hogan.
Dude, is that true? Wow.
That's a tough name to live into. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't love him more.
I mean, there's not even a picture of him on Wikipedia, so how good could he have been?
That's a good point. Is there any other notable members of the flock?
Not that I can remember. How did a podcast about shoes end up talking about Raven's flock, though?
I feel like every podcast can end up talking about Raven's flock pretty easily.
That's a good point.
I just want to check out the last one. We don't have to click on anymore, but... Oh, Kidman. He was a homeless before meeting Raven. Billy Kidman. That was his name, Billy Kidman. But, yeah, Kidman. He's 40 years old now. He ain't no kid no more. Wow. Oh, man, yeah, look at him back in the day when he was a kid. Dude, you remember him?
Who could forget him?
Billy Kidman. Kidman. Oh, look at him getting older. Weird.
Who could forget him?
Well, I guess he's only 40 now, so Jesus, how young was he? If we were, how old were we? 8? That's like 20 years ago. He was like 20, so he was like a kid compared to all of them. That must have been fucking fun as hell. All right, who else you got?
Wait, hold on. I just like this ring name. It's Dr. Weisenberg.
Wow. Where is that from? That's...
I feel like that was probably like one of the first characters he tried. You're going to be this you're this crazy plastic surgeon named Dr. Weisenberg.
They'll love it. They'll absolutely love it. All right, go back to the flock.
We're going back to the flock.
Flock.
All right.
Waka Flocka. All right. Lodi, Reese, Riggs, sick boy. A power plant hopeful who mysteriously succumbed to Raven's influence. Sick boy. Can you look up a picture of sick boy?
Yeah, you bet. You bet I can. With the internet, anything's possible.
Sick boy. Afraid. Don't be afraid to get all sick, sick boy. Oh. Wait, did he wear that? Did Sick Boy have that mesh shirt? Was he the one who wore that weird mesh shirt?
It looks like he wore kind of like a plaid.
No, see, look, who's that one right there in that mesh shirt?
That's not Sick Boy. That's someone else in the flock, I think.
I know. Who was that?
Let's find out.
That person was really... Was that Van Hammer?
That is Von Hammer. Good point.
All right.
That's Von Hammer.
Well, guys, we're learning a lot here, Nick. Who was your favorite high-flying heel?
I really liked, Triple H back in the day.
Triple H was a heel?
Oh, yeah, back in the day it was.
As, like, a member of DX?
Oh, yeah.
I guess all of DX were heels, weren't they? Look at Raven over there looking all sad and broody.
Brooding, like David Boreanaz over there.
All right, so... Hey, guys.
All right, so we had a technical...
Yeah, something stopped recording for some reason. Anyways, you were saying, Nick?
I don't know if I was saying anything, but look at this picture of Ric Flair.
No, who's your favorite high-flying heel?
Okay, my most favorite heel... It's probably Ric Flair.
He wasn't a heel.
Oh, he totally was a heel.
Whatever, dude. Way too many people loved him.
He pulled.
Wait, who'd you say before him? Hunter Hearst Helmsley?
Yeah.
All right. So, did you like the whole DX crew?
Oh, I loved him.
Like who?
Road Dogg, Billy Gunn.
What did they? Did
X-Pac,
they have?
Did China.
They, did they have a name? They're
D-Generation X.
No, their tag team.
New Age Outlaws.
Is that what they were called? New Age Outlaws.
Yeah.
Do they have a badass theme song?
You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Let me get the intern in here to pull it up real quick.
All right. I feel like I can. I should do this because I got two hands. Oh, wait. You got two hands free. New Age Outlaws. Now, oh man, these guys were.
Yeah, this was great.
My parents hated me watching D-Generation X.
Oh man, everybody's parents hated him watching this shit.
Two of the finest tag team performers the WWE has ever seen. This video takes you down memory lane to the famous Attitude Era as it shows the electrifying entrance of the Outlaws. Oh, you didn't. Dude, this is it.
It won't load for whatever reason.
That's amazing.
It's like, oh, you really want to hear this thing? Not this time.
Close some of these other ones. We don't need Raven's Nest or Chris Canyon.
I think this is like a bad intro.
Or Nike Back to the Future.
Hold on, we'll get it.
Yeah, come on, man. New Age Outlaws versus Primo and Epico.
There's so many like hits, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty damn amazing.
Wrestling's been going on for a while.
Is the internet actually just crashing again altogether?
It might just be crashing again.
No, New Age Outlaws 2014.
Yeah, we don't want that 2014 shit.
Oh, you didn't know?
There it is.
That's a great song.
Yeah, and I pretty much don't have to hear anything else after that. You're asked to call somebody apart, you know?
Dude, badass Billy Gunn. And look at Road Dogg, man. Road Dogg was such a badass looking dude.
In China before she had a dick?
She had a dick added?
Yeah.
When?
I don't know. I'm just.
I thought you were telling me you were watching her porn the other day.
No, I thought I heard.
So you were watching dick porn.
I thought I heard that you were watching her porn the other day. That's what I was talking about.
Well, no, I definitely was, but the porn I saw of her just had regular woman parts.
Oh, you didn't know?
China's got a big old dick.
Your ass better call somebody. China's got a big old dick.
And she's going to put it in your ass if you don't call somebody. All right, that's enough of that.
I love the New Age Outlaws.
So that's high flying heels. Nick, how about Shoes for Cruise?
So Shoes for Cruise, this is we're going to have a debate, and let me just say right now, we've talked about a lot of controversial things on this podcast.
Controversial things have come up before, have they not, folks?
They have, and you guys have listened in the past, so you know, you're listening now, there's no reason to freak out, but there's a lot of people on the internet
that you might want to freak out right about
that are saying that Tom Cruise wears lifts. And I personally, you know, I don't know if he does, but if he doesn't, I mean, why not? Why wouldn't you wear lifts? If you want to look a little taller, then why not? You know, I don't have a problem with lifts.
Do you have a problem with lifts? I feel like you might actually have a problem with lifts that you're not talking about.
No, what I'm saying is, you know, if you want to look a little bit taller, then wear shoes with lifts. There's nothing wrong with it.
What if,
and it's your business to do that. You know, that's what I'm saying.
Why do you say that? Because it's America?
Well, only,
Nick,
only
why don't
you
click
America.
On some of these pictures of Cruz and we'll take a look at his footwear and be the judges for ourselves. All right, now, this is a terrible picture. Why don't you look
this
at
is,
large
this
images?
Is like the worst
why don't
picture.
You go to, why don't you just look for large images?
Well, it had the
search tools. You see that search tools? No, not there.
It had the
search tools.
It had the circle there.
Yeah, no, no one cares. Size, large. I do care actually, deeply. But this is a yeah, dude. Look how thick that shoe is. It's just a little bit like. All right, like why do you have to walk around with these? Why do you have to walk around on a little platform? Like you have something to say all the time. Oh my God, he's wearing high heels that he's disguised as like boots. See, dude, those are those old Doc Martens you were talking about the other day. Those giant Doc Martens that had like 4 inches.
Well, my thing is, it's his prerogative. If he wants to wear them, you know, like who cares, right?
Oh, they're just wearing normal shoes, and oh my God, he's running right under that. That cross guard arm.
He has like a short front.
Yeah.
Well, look at that.
Yeah, once again, some really thick. Look at that person across. Who is that over there? Billy D.
With some regular shoes.
Yeah, no, and look, his shoes are just right there on the ground. Tom Cruise's, though, lift him. Dude, look, those shoes look just way too big in general. Aw, come on. Every single pair of shoes he has lifts him a little bit. I have to ask somebody in this world.
Well, you know, regardless, even if he is wearing lifts, who cares? You know what I mean?
I do, in case you don't notice. Who is that?
Look at that.
What is this? Nick, have you watched that movie Oblivion?
Yeah, I actually like it.
Did I watch it with you?
I don't think so.
Have I ever seen it?
I'm not sure. Have you?
What's it about? Can you give me a quick synopsis?
Basically, it's Demolition Man, but...
What's Demolition Man?
Sly Stone, Wesley Snipes, Sandra Bullock movie.
Sounds good.
Dennis Leary. Never seen that?
Never seen it. Sounds real
okay.
Good.
Well, this is really similar. You know, I was disappointed because I'm a big MA3 fan, and they did the music.
Ooh, what's MA3, Nick?
MA3, they were just like an electronic band.
And you loved them, right?
Well, they had an album that came out like a few years ago, 2012. It was really good.
So, what do you're saying, though, that Tom Cruise does probably wear some platform-ass shoes, right? For sure. But it's his prerogative.
What I would say about it is...
But it's a bit sad.
What I would say about it is he may be, but at the end of the day, I don't really care. And, you know, people should wear whatever they want.
Yeah, you know, people can wear what they want, and it's all, you know, whatever.
And I love Tom Cruise's movies. He's a damn good actor.
Kissy, kissy Tom Cruise.
And then I would just kiss Tom Cruise's ass at the end of that.
His asshole. Dude, look at Katie Holmes. Wow. All right, moving on. Would you rather walk a mile in the shoes of Vladimir Putin or Britney Spears?
Wow.
And why?
You know, that's such an interesting, would you rather walk a mile in? Because, you know, I feel like the Britney Spears thing, that's a lot of payoff early on. You know what I mean? Like she
No, what do you mean?
Well, she peaks early on, you know what I mean? You get so much reward, like, before you're 40. But Vladimir Putin's like the opposite. You know, you probably don't get a lot.
I don't know. Britney Spears performs in Vegas now.
Yeah.
She's making, she's got like $1 billion contract.
No, she's still making stuff, but she used to make more. And
dude, she's making more money now than ever. She's got a gig every single... Dude,
She used to be bigger, though.
Maybe she used to be bigger, but she's making more money than ever.
Well, even still.
Working in Vegas is going to put Britney Spears into billionaire status, in case you weren't aware. All right.
Well,
it's Britney, bitch.
She's going to be big, but at the same time, like,
you're going to be bigger. I know.
I'm never going to go see her perform in Vegas.
I'd be careful saying never. I hope that's wrong.
I'd be careful saying never. You're right. I should be careful, but
I hope you fall in love with some amazing girl and you guys end up in Vegas a year from now and you're like, never thought I'd be here, baby.
Mr. Spears! And I'm like, introducing
Mr. Spears, you're married to Britney Spears. Oh, that would be amazing.
I go to the Federline.
That would be great.
The old Federline Express.
Dude, that would be amazing. Mr. Spears.
No, but here's my thing.
What's your thing?
Her catalog's not that good.
Oh, come on.
She's got good songs.
So, would you rather Putin or Spears?
Putin.
Wow. Ask me one.
Would you rather have Putin or Spears?
Britney Spears.
Okay.
Now ask me another one.
Well, what was the original thing with sneakers or with shoes?
Walk a mile. Would you rather walk a mile?
Walk a mile. Well, that's funny to me because what was that Britney Spears movie? Crossroads.
Yeah, you knew it right off the top of your little head.
What was it about her? She had to go on like a coming of age adventure or something, right?
Yeah. Anyways, ask me one.
All right. So you got to choose. You got to walk a mile.
Actually, here's the thing, though. Honestly, thinking about it, Britney Spears probably wears like a lot of high heels. If it was high heels, I would not want to walk a mile in those. But if she's wearing like a nice, cute pair of flats, I could see myself walking a mile in those. Vladimir Putin, though, I imagine wearing heavy boots.
Yeah.
And I just don't want to walk a mile in boots. If I was hiking a mile, yeah, that'd probably be pretty good.
Right.
But if I was just walking, probably want a nice pair of flats for Britney Spears.
Okay. Well, I think that's fine. I mean, I always think it's fine with high heels, like.
And I'd probably, and I feel like Britney Spears probably takes better care of her feet, and they're probably nice inside of her shoes, and she's probably got some really soft ones. And
you hear me smelling the feet?
No. But it will be slightly gratifying in some way. I can't quite put my finger on to know my feet are probably like, because I'm not gonna wear socks, and I'll be like, oh man, my feet are rubbing where Britney Spears' feet are.
Oh,
it's
nice.
Like I'm playing.
Yeah.
It's like I'm playing a disconnected version of footsie.
Well, I think it's funny. Like, I always, female coworkers I have, they'll mention how they see other women with nice shoes, and they're like, oh my God, I love those shoes. And I'm just like, how can you fantasize about these shoes that look so painful, so incredibly painful, you know, with high heels? In regards to high heels.
What's with women and their shoes? It's like, do you really like to wear them? They look so uncomfortable, but you like to spend so much money. It's just so confusing, right?
I mean, it's a given. Women, when they have those high heels on, they're on their tiptoes. You know, their figures do look a little better, but I mean, it seems so painful, right?
How about all these shoes? Women, they love them. I don't get it.
That's what we're doing tonight.
I feel like this is the oldest. I feel like this is the oldest. Like women in shoes. I feel like this is low-hanging fruit. We're not going there. Or
right.
Are we?
But well, no, I just thought I'd point it out. And then you really pointed it out.
Come on. Would you rather? Never mind.
Yeah, would you rather is over.
You're not coming up with one?
Well, I mean, I had one, but you kept interrupting me.
Oh.
And,
what?
I mean, let's just move on.
No, what was it? What was it? My bad. Because
it was going to be, would you rather walk a mile in Hitler's shoes or be Donkey Kong trying to hurt Mario with barrels?
No, yeah, it's walk a mile in shoes either way.
That's not what mine was.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess obviously the one that's where you're not a dictator. The one where you're just throwing things at a computer character.
So you're gonna,
or a computer program.
You're going to try to rape Princess Peach.
No. I don't think Donkey Kong actually does any. Here's the thing. Donkey Kong does nothing evil. He just grabs Princess Peach. When Mario dies, Donkey Kong and his whole plan disappears. Like, it's like the whole world disappears, right? It's like nothing even exists.
I think there's a lot of people that argue against that point.
Yeah, well, they're all wrong. Because that's
wow.
Nothing has been programmed. Literally, there is no program that says Donkey Kong rapes Peach when Mario dies.
That's a deleted scene of the game.
No, it's not. It's not.
It's not. It's really not.
So that was your would you rather walk a mile in Hitler's shoes? Why would someone walk a mile in Hitler's shoes? Why would that one even be almost some? Unless they're not, okay, if they're like a neo-Nazi, if they're racist.
I don't know. I didn't really put a lot of thought to it.
Oh, really?
Because it was shoes, you know. I was like, whatever, it's shoes. We'll do fine on this podcast. We'll have plenty of good ideas. That's what I thought coming into it.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad I thought some of this shit out a little bit more. How about Shoe Carnival?
Yeah, Shoe Carnival. What'd you think on this one?
Well, Shoe Carnival. Right? Isn't a Shoe Carnival that celebration they have down in Rio de Janeiro where everybody puts on their finest shoes and they go out to the streets and have big parties and dance?
I don't know anything about it. It sounds fun, though.
Yeah, you know. You remember this at all?
Nope.
You remember, like, Shoe Christmas? Or shoe Halloween.
Or you,
shoe Valentine's Day.
Or, you,
or shoe Easter.
Yeah, all the holidays that are based around shoe gods.
Right.
Yeah, I kind of remember them.
What shoe gods? No. Halloween is not based around gods.
That's what shoe carnival is. They wrap all that up into one thing.
No. That's just our version of shoe carnival will basically be shoe Mardi Gras.
Oh, okay.
Any ideas there? Any idea, Nick, what might happen at shoe carnival?
Well, there is shoe carnival.
And then shoe Mardi Gras.
Shoe carnival at the discount store.
I know that's the whole play on.
Where they.
That's the whole play, Nick.
They roll the fucking the wheel.
That's the whole play.
Yeah.
That's the cleverness of it. That's the part that we're supposed to already get.
Okay.
That part went over your head right from the beginning.
It went right over it. I was like, man, where's the joke here?
You meant that was the whole thing. So we're playing off of that.
Yeah, that was just too funny for me. What about no shoes, no shirt, no service, huh?
What's that?
What about that segment where you actually have shoes on, but you don't have anything else on, but you still get service? Where you're ordering stamps from the grocery store counter naked. No, I don't know. It's not a thing. It's not a thing we talked about.
You got it.
We got Tom Brady Uggs, the Ugg ads. We got those.
Right.
I mean, Tom Brady looks good. He doesn't have a football in his hand, but you know he's still doing the Tom Brady thing.
Right.
We got. I mean, how did Uggs even get started? Uggs are pretty crazy. Furry boots. You got anything? No.
I think you got it, dude.
Okay. All right.
I don't think you like the shit I had, so I'll let you take it.
Well, I'm waiting. I mean, you know.
No, you want to criticize my shit? Let's hear your shit.
I wasn't trying to criticize.
Well, no, you criticize it, so let's hear your shit.
Okay. Let's see. I got footnotes.
Well, I have footnotes. I came up with something for that, but what do you got?
What do you have? What,
no,
what
no, 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 no. No, you got it.
Because mine just says footnotes.
Yeah, you got it.
Favorite shoes. So for me, if I think about footnotes, I always loved the LA Gears back in the day. The Pro Wings. I had to get a lot of Pro Wings growing up. But light-up shoes. Light-up shoes are really cool. Always wore a lot of Adidas. Soccer shoes.
Right.
Didn't play a lot of soccer, but I had, like, the soccer shoes were popular for a while, you know?
That's amazing.
I wore those for a while.
Oh, God. Wow.
Do you have any footnotes?
Nah.
Okay.
No. Let's hear more about yours. That was pretty fucking amazing. I want to hear more about those shoes of yours.
Well, I remember when I was in, like, elementary, I always wanted the Fila's.
Oh, right.
The Grant Hills.
Yeah.
He had the commercials and stuff. But
that's so cool.
My mom would never buy them.
No. Why would she?
Because they're expensive.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, they disappeared really pretty quickly.
Wow.
They didn't last very long.
That's hilarious.
And actually, I got some years later at a thrift store a few years ago.
Haha.
But
LOL.
Yeah. They were not very popular. The Fila's. I think Fila still is around, but I think it's owned by some other companies. So, you know, there's that.
Wow.
Also, always wanted like some Jordans, but I never got any of those.
Right.
But, you know, those would probably be my footnotes if I just think about like.
Well, that was a pretty shitty segment.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm just trying.
All right, let's cue the music.
Grandma, turn off the radio. We're going into
Nick's Corner.
All right, we're gonna rock the fuck out of this last segment, right? This is gonna be a pretty good one. Moccasins.
Are you gonna say anything, or is it just gonna be me?
Oh, direct to critical, Nick.
Well, because I've been.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I just wanted to see because you weren't the last few times. You know, you quit saying really much of anything. So I just wanted to get you back to talking again. I'm glad you're talking again. Let's just rock this shit out of this last one.
All right, let's do it.
All right, you want to bring up the what this one is? This is called, well, Nick, you want to explain it? It's a Nick's Corner.
Yeah, so for Nick's Corner, we're doing moccasins, which is like the shoe, the Native American shoe, the moccasin, but we're going to mock a sin for this. So, you know, I thought I would start it off with the sin of gluttony.
All right, so how are you going to mock it?
Well, it's just kind of like this God, he says, you know, you shouldn't be eating all this stuff. You know, like, fuck him. Like, he didn't live in an age of Taco Bell and Burger King, you know?
Well, I feel like it's a bit over-controlling to be like, oh, don't eat too much, don't with the gluttony thing. It's like everything in moderation, and I get that, but at the same time, you know, people I feel like should be able to do what the fuck they want. You know, get off their heels. What's another one of the seven deadly sins we're gonna be mocking here tonight? You know. Oh, here we go. Lust. How about lust? Nick, that's basically him saying, if you see a hot girl walking down the street, right, is an intense or uncontrollable desire. Yeah, and then all of a sudden you think, oh, my God, I want to imagine having sex with her. Have you ever done anything like that?
Well, of course I have. And the other thing is...
once or twice you've imagined.
To me, the idea, like, there's this God who... He programs you with these ideas, and then he judges you for them. You know? It's like I made this person that works this one way, and now I'm gonna judge him for working that way. You know, it's like, well, what the fuck, God? You know, are you so fucking proud of yourself that you have to, like?
That's a good point. So let's go on next to greed, avarice.
I love that word, avarice.
Like lust and gluttony, a sin of excess. However, greed is applied to a very excessive or rapacious desire in pursuit of material possessions. Oh, man. I feel like so many people are greedy. Dude, that's the other thing is, like, also I feel like the other side to mock is the people who are actually afraid of these sins. Like, exactly. All these people living in these high rises with all these nice, fine things.
They're not afraid of this.
Anybody you know? With an antique.
Okay.
Like, piece of furniture. Like, that is greed, you know? That is excessive. Like, let that thing go. Get new shit. Create new jobs, you know? Right?
Okay, so sloth is the next one, and I've never understood. This one always confuses me a little bit. But can entail different vices, while sloth is sometimes defined as physical laziness.
You never heard of laziness?
Spiritual laziness is emphasized. Failing to develop spiritually will lead to becoming guilty of sloth. In Christian faith, sloth... rejects grace and God.
Yeah, sloth are people who just lay around and don't do anything all day long.
Seven deadly sins.
What do you think about that one, Nick? The sloth.
I actually think that, you know, it's definitely a very deadly sin. Sloth.
That's not mocking it. Really, moccasin. I don't know. I feel like You probably had a pretty sloth day today. Like, today's one of your days
I've
off.
Oh, I've been wasted all day.
Yeah, so, like, I feel like your whole day has been a mock to the sin of sloth. Like,
it really
fuck
has
you.
Been, but...
I'll do what I want. It's my day off.
At the same time...
dude, I don't think you gotta be, like, justifying your sins.
No, I don't, but...
To me, maybe to your God.
I feel bad for the animal, the sloth. I feel like if he hears this podcast...
Yeah, you got kind of a shitty name considering that sloth is a sin.
I know.
Right, what about envy?
That's what I'm saying. I'm just really worried about
sloth. What about envy?
What about wrath? We're going to skip
that. Shit. Rage. Oh, man. Anger. May be described as inordinate or uncontrollable feelings of hatred and anger. Wrath, in its purest form, presents with self-destructiveness, violence, and hate that may provoke feuds that can go on for centuries. Dude, that is so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like wrath that goes on for centuries now, like, I feel like hate gets played out in a matter of, like, minutes now.
Yeah, it does. It's such a weak emotion. Like, people are getting over it. Like, I think 100 years from now we'll be totally over wrath, you know?
Oh, God. Wrath! Yeah, so get over it, rage. All right, now we'll move on to envy.
Yeah.
What is envy?
You know, like greed and lust, envy is characterized by an insatiable desire.
Insatiable.
Envy is similar to jealousy in that they both feel discontent towards someone's traits, status, abilities, or rewards. Which
the difference is that the envious also desire the entity and covet it.
Right, exactly.
Weird. I thought envy can be directed related to the Ten Commandments, specifically, neither shall you desire anything that belongs to your neighbor.
That's why there's been a lot
desire
of confusion.
To desire men of theirs. Ooh, I like that.
We always have this conversation with people lately because people use jealousy wrong. They mean to say envy in that way.
Yeah.
And there's that great Simpsons meme that clarifies that really well.
Absolutely, yeah. The Simpsons did a pretty good job of mocking sin. Is pride the last one?
I think we have two more, right? No, we just have pride. Yeah, we just
all right. Pride. Well, so let's check it out. Pride. In almost every list, pride or hubris is considered the original and most serious of the seven deadly sins and the source of the others. It is identified as believing that one is essentially better than others, failing to acknowledge the accomplishment of others, and excessive admiration of personal self. I feel like this is one, like, a lot of people now these days, you know, they're like, they'll be like, oh, praise God. Or whatever, but then also they're like, man, I'm confident as hell. Da da da. It's like, dude, I feel like too much confidence is pride.
Yeah, hubris. Well, and that's, I feel like in literature, pride.
People are probably listening to this right now, like, and I know y'all are listening to this all the way down to the very end, sitting there going, ah, oh, fuck you, Garland.
Yeah, no, but I feel like even though we got all these Garland hairs listening to the podcast this late in. You know, like hubris and pride, that's the classic literal downfall. Like in Game of Thrones, I feel like that happens a lot. Whenever we see characters being really prideful, it's like, well, you know, they're going to be fucking dead or fucking brought down to size in the next episode, you know? Like, I feel like that's something they do a lot of in modern TV and film. Nowadays.
I feel like, yeah, that's one of the oldest storytelling.
Yeah.
Devices. What are these last two historical sins? Acadia is a neglect to take care of something that one should do. So not taking care of your responsibilities.
Vainglory, unjustified boasting.
Oh, wow.
I love that. Vainglory.
Dude, so many people are vain. Dude, unjustified boasting.
This was not a very controversial Knicks corner.
Not to us, dude. I'm telling you, some people, if they heard what we said about their religion and their seven deadly sins, they would definitely find that rude.
Very true. Okay, well.
So we're going to back out of this corner.
Guys, if you're enjoying these episodes, please share, please like.
Send us a message. Please. Nick Garland's Brown Bag Podcast Show on Podomatic or Facebook.
Please follow us on Podomatic.
Yeah, please follow us on Podomatic.
Those follows mean a lot.
And you can send us an email at Nick and Garland's or Brownbag Podcast Show
at gmail.com.
Yeah.
And don't forget, you can also subscribe on. What did I say? Subscribe?
Jesus.
You can subscribe on iTunes.
Yep. And follow us there. And then you can get all the brand new episodes as soon as they come out and download them.
Guys, we're not asking for money, but those follows do mean a lot to us. But thanks, anyways. And have a great night.